Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Wait for it. Hobo. Wait for it. Fox Sports Radio, welcome inside. Happy Wednesday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, Hobo. Yo.
We'll have more on Zoe's science homework coming up.
That's going okay.
Science homework is going fine, yes. Science, we had a couple of big math tests. We had a two-part math test yesterday and today.
Seriously?
Is that class or is that state testing?
State testing was last week. This is class testing. This is class testing, right. Yes. I said the most important thing you'll ever learn in math. I said, I'm being serious. Now, I want you to listen. She looks at me. I said, the most important thing you'll learn is you need to know about winning percentage, and so you can be able to tell how many games out of first place a team is. That's the biggest math lesson you will need to know, because you'll need that every day when you check the standings. You'll need to know what's happening. You need to know math and go, what permutations am my team need to get in the playoffs? How many wins do we have to get to? Will a win and a tie do it? You need to know these. The most important thing, figure out winning percentage.
Start coming up with your own statistics.
That's
and
right.
You could become invaluable to the game of your choosing.
You don't like the game? Invent a new game, but you got to know the math.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. Just when you thought you had all the answers, I changed the questions and new fuzzy math. Let's go.
Oh, it is a big night tonight. And again, we'll focus a lot on the NBA tonight. We had one game we're going to get to in a second that just absolute drama Ooh. At the end. But first, Memphis leads Golden State right now, 26-23. Remember, the Warriors have a 3-1 lead. This game has about 2.5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Remember, the Grizzlies playing without Ja Morant, who is likely out for the playoffs. Steph Curry's got 6, Klay Thompson has 7, but the Grizzlies shooting pretty well, hitting some threes. They're up by 3 late in the first quarter. Mike, odds that we're talking about the series still going after tonight? What do you think? Tell me right now, first quarter, is this series still going or is it over and we're talking about the Warriors moving on and what's next for the Grizzlies? What do we
My hope is that we're still talking about it because then we get to turn all our attention and go after Steph Curry and whatever the hell it is that he predicted for game five. What was it? Whoop, there it is, or something like that.
Whoop, there it is.
Yeah, whoop that trick.
That was the line. Yeah, no, that was from, what was the movie that was from? With Terrence Howard. It was such a good movie. He's the rapper, and that's his big song. I can't think of the song. Can't think of the name of the movie. He's the rapper.
Not Booty Tang.
No. No. He plays, it's like based on a true story. Like, he's a rapper. Hustle and Flow. Yes, thank you very much. Yes, Hustle and Flow. That was it. I haven't seen that
in a long time. So there you go.
Yeah, that was his big song. When he finds Ludacris in the bathroom and jams the cassette into his mouth because he was trying to flush it down the toilet bowl.
Well, there you go. So now I've been educated. Yeah. Hopefully, since they got all chesty. The other, you mentioned with Ja Morant being out, and I hear the promos, that we've done and that other shows have done. And I ask this question with all sincerity. Do you buy that it's just a bone bruise? The way the Warriors had reacted and everybody had reacted to his injury, including Ja Morant. Do you buy that that's all that's going on? That's all.
Am I buying that it's just a bone bruise? No.
Because seemed like there was a lot more anger and vitriol behind it and just angst about that play with Jordan Poole, that it was more than just a bone bruise. I could be wrong. I could just go into wanton speculation, but look, if he's not playing, it really doesn't matter what they check the box off, right? They could just say, hey, pissed off, doesn't want to play tonight. In terms of the injury report, it doesn't matter, right? It only comes down to, hey, you activated him 20 minutes before the game after saying he was doubtful. Why is that? That's all.
Yeah. No, I get it. And look, here's the thing is that if it was, this is why I kind of buy that it's a little bit more than a bone bruise, because if it was just a bone bruise, I could see the Grizzlies saying he may be out for the rest of this series, right? Like, he may be out for the rest of the series. But the fact they went right to he may be done for the playoffs, that made me think, it might be a little bit more than that. Might be a little bit more than a bone bruise, and it might not be just the story that we're getting, because it would have been different had they said, hey, he's out for the series, I'd buy a bone bruise, right? I'd buy some time you need, the banging of, you want to be careful with him. I understand that, but I think it's a little bit more than that.
All right. So, we'll keep an eye out and see what the diagnosis, prognosis, all of those updates are. But for now, we got a fun first quarter. Once again, Grizz getting out strong as they have this entire series. Now it's a matter of sustaining. Obviously, the home crowd really hoping that Dylan Brooks rediscovered his game. Missed a wild shot very early in this one. 9 minutes played, 1 of 4 from the field thus far.
So we'll have more on this game, but the drama we just saw with Milwaukee and Boston, the Bucks take a 3-2 lead. They win in Boston 110-107. And there's two big things that stick out of this game, right? I mean, look, Giannis had 40 and 11 and 3 assists.
With bloody eyes.
For him. Oh, I know. It's like he looked like the emperor. You know, when he got with the eyes all with the blood coming out of it. Yes, yes. Grab the lightsaber. Strike me down.
Don't kill me. Power!
But this game comes down to two things, right? Two things. The big play at the end of regulation where the Celtics are down by a point. Marcus Smart goes in for the drive in a play that we're going to be talking about for a long time. Jrue Holiday comes out of nowhere for the big block. Not only that, he has the presence of mind to jump grab it, and throw the ball off of Marcus Smart so it goes out of bounds. I mean, this is an incredible heady play, and they win the game because of this. You know, Connaughton goes and hits a couple of free throws, and then they come down, and Marcus Smart gets the ball stolen from him on the final possession. So the Bucks hold on to win. That play by Drew Holiday was just absolutely incredible. Like, you talk about one-man plays. I mean, not only does he get the block, he makes sure that he grabs it and he throws it off of Marcus Smart, and it goes out of bounds. The playground play you see all the time, because guys would love to grab the ball and throw it as hard as they can off of somebody because, you know, yeah, I want to hit you with the ball and you can't say anything to me because I can hit you with the ball because it's a legal play, right? You see that like play growing up all the time. People love to do that. But that was the play. And, you know, we talk a lot about Giannis, obviously, and Chris Middleton being out is a big deal. And Drew Holiday's kind of been, yeah, and don't forget about you. Drew is their number three guy, man. I mean, Drew was a really big deal, a really big addition to this team. And, you know, the guy's in his 30s now. And he was someone who was always a good player, but was he ever really the answer for a couple of teams? I mean, look, the guy toiled in New Orleans for almost a decade, right? It was, yeah, he's a good player, but boy, finally gets out after like 8 years. And now, hey, he's the missing piece. Milwaukee goes and wins a championship. And now here they're up 3-2. We spent a lot of time on Giannis. Then it's Chris Middleton. But Drew Holiday, he's making plays. He was such a big difference in the end of the NBA Finals last year, too. He's a guy needs more attention. Certain guys in the NBA get too much. He's a guy that needs more.
24-8-8 on the night and a plus 14 and those big plays down the stretch. And it's so huge because they're coming against the guy that has the Defensive Player of the Year tag. And then he got ultimately defended multiple times to where you basically snatched his soul. Like the little shot they had as the game ended, like that was it. You vanquished him. That was the video game stand up like we saw the other day, you know, making the rounds of I just beat you in a video game and I turn and I start yelling your mama and all that stuff and then fights break out. That's the kind of moment that was for Drew Holiday. So coming up huge down the stretch, Bobby Portis. I mean, you had these secondary guys. I mean, Portis had, 14 points and 15 boards, including that huge rebound where you had a couple of Celtics colliding into each other to give him an opportunity for a putback that put them ahead off the Giannis missed free throw. So, I mean, just all these contributors, guys stepping up that are so integral. You know, the glue guys that we always kind of talk about as they're there, but they don't get the shine of MVP considerations and guys being mad and whatever else. No, tonight coming up huge in support of, Giannis, who just had 40 and 11.
Now, the other part of this conversation, and this is not just me banging for the drum, I said, for the guy who's going to be the MVP next year, because he is, right? We'll get to Jokic, who officially wins the MVP today, and everybody in the Nuggets organization went to Serbia to say congratulations to him.
It's the greatest presentation ever.
No,
you show me another time a guy's going to be in a sulky.
Yeah, no. I get it. I said we're going to get to that.
Buddy.
But here's the final 30 seconds of this game, and Jason Tatum doesn't get the ball. And not only that, I don't know that he was going to get the ball. Marcus Smart was going to the hoop, and then in the last few seconds, I don't know there was anything for him to get the basketball. How does Jason Tatum not get the basketball? How does he not have the ball in his hands in the final seconds of this game, right? 34 points, he's your guy, right? Was he having a great night shooting? No, but it doesn't matter. It's Jason bleeping Tatum, right? I don't know how in the last 30 seconds he does not really touch the basketball. That's the big thing. So I said, okay, well, now this is great. Now I'm going to get to see Jason Tatum. He's going to make a big shot, and I'm going to get on the air tonight. I'm going to go, I told you he's the MVP. Look at this. And then, Marcus Smart gets blocked. Oh, Marcus Smart gets it stolen. And I didn't even think Tatum was in the play. I don't even think Tatum was. I'm looking for him. Is he? Did he come out of the game? Am I not seeing Jason Tatum? No, there he is. He's on the screen. But how does he not get the ball? How does he not get the ball in the final? I don't get it. That's like the Lakers running plays in the last 30 seconds. You don't give it to LeBron. It's like the Bucks. We're not going to give it to Giannis. We're not going to give the ball to Embiid. We're not going to give the ball to Jokic. We're just not going to do it. We're going to find a way to do something else to not give them the basketball. Where the Bucks are going, That's what you're going to do? Oh, yeah. We got you, man. Good. Okay, great. Great, great. I don't know if the Celtics outthought themselves, and we're going to use Jason Tatum as a decoy. We're going to try to get to the rack fast and try to surprise them. But whenever you lose a game and your best player doesn't touch the basketball at the end, that's going to come back and go, what are you doing? Right, not that you always need to make a decision because of what the reaction is going to be, but if I want to lose a game, I don't want to lose a game because I outthought myself. I want to lose a game because, well, I gave the ball to my best player. This is how it's supposed to work. If we're gonna win a game like this, we're gonna lose a game like this, and that's how it's supposed to go. And I don't get it. And I don't get how he doesn't get the basketball in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, he hit those free throws with about 31, 32 seconds left. And then you have the sequence with a bloodied Giannis, the free throws and the putback, goes into Smart. I mean, Tatum was on the complete opposite side of the inbound play down at the three-point arc. So you had what looked to be a pretty good play to get the ball into Smart. Good recovery. Connaughton stayed in front, and then you got the good help over the top from Holiday, and then eventually, here's the ball off your chest. and it goes from there. Because I think the look was, hey, we got Smart. He'll be able to get Connaughton to the rack, which he did. And then here comes Holiday flying up out of the paint to take the ball right out of his hand. Again, snatching his soul. That was the first time. And then he came back and got whatever leftovers seconds later.
Yeah, it really was crazy. It really was. I don't get it. I don't get how that game comes down to the end like that, and it's not somehow Jason Tatum for, because that's how the Celtics really ran things, right? It's not how the Celtics really ran things at all. Like it was always Jason Tatum's going to make a shot or miss a shot, and that's how the game's going to end, right? Like that's how it's going to go, right? That's how the game was for most of the season. Jason Tatum's going to get the ball, and either he makes it or he misses it. And you can see him in the final play. He's running down the side with his hand in the air going, throw me the ball.
Just get rid of the ball.
Throw me the ball. I'm wide open. I am wide open. Throw me the basketball. And for some reason, he sees him. Right, you know he sees him on this play, and because there's enough time for Marcus Smart to dribble and look and go, okay, boom, there you are, Jason, I got it. Right, they give it right back to him. He sees the floor. Tatum's all alone for a three. Now, does Tatum make it? Does he not? You know, you don't know if that's gonna make it, but that's the best play, right? Let's throw the ball across half court to Tatum, who's gonna catch and shoot, who's standing there going, hey, I have the ball, because everybody's falling down on the Bucks on the final play. That's such an epic fail by the Celtics. It really is, and again, I don't know. We're going to find out in the post game. Was it drawn up this way? Was it just Smart missed him? I don't know. But boy, that's such a fail by the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, as he was picking up the dribble, was that the goal, to kind of wing it over the top of Portis to get it to Tatum, and then he just had his pocket picked? I mean, that's something that, you know, we'll theorize on. But again, getting it past Holiday was obviously difficult enough, and then you had Portis flying over like a praying mantis over the top, and like, I'll take whatever's left. So I don't even think if he got the ball off, he was going to get it cleanly.
Man, remember Holiday?
Then he did a nice little flop, like he'd been hit or something.
Yeah, no, flop was good. No, it was definitely a good flop, because if you're going to lose the ball like that, an embarrassing way flop to make it.
Yeah,
look.
And then I'm rewatching it now, and as soon as you could see it, and I'm sure people took a nice picture of it with the scoreboard, you know, the red ring to show that time it expired. That goes off behind him, almost like a halo, and he puts his head down. Sad Marcus Smart, and the soul.
Twitter and how about a fresca, Mike? It's Swollen Dome. I don't get what the Celtics were doing there at the end. I really don't.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're all worthless and weak.
That is right.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Where a bit of a shocker happening right now in the NBA. Either the Grizzlies are completely as legit without Ja Morant as we told you they were, or the Warriors have decided we're up 3-1. We're really not going to show up for this game. We're going to go and close it out at home. Or the Warriors are hitting the wall because, boy, they're getting old overnight. One of those three things, and maybe two of those three things, is true because the Grizzlies are playing phenomenal. They lead the Warriors without Ja Morant. We're getting ready to start the second half, 77-50. You know, they shoot 50% from the field in the first half. It's a great all-around effort. You had four guys in double figures. The Warriors led by Steph and Klay. They got 17 and 14. Klay was 17. Steph Curry's got 14. But it has just been an absolute boat race for the Grizzlies so far. And yes, the Grizzlies are really good. They had a better record without Ja Morant than they did with him. Doesn't mean they're better with him. It just means we know how to play without Ja Morant, right? Because clearly they'd want Ja Morant in this game. If they had Ja John Morant for the last game, they would have won. But they didn't, and they put everything into the game. They just didn't have enough offense, and they lose. So now they're down 3-1 instead of potentially going up 3-2 against Golden State. Have the Warriors put a little bit away for at this point? Yeah, probably, right? They're not going to kill themselves trying to come back. They're down 30 right now. So, yeah, they'll put it away. But I'm telling you, that question is there, Mike Harmon, the big one that nobody wants to talk about. As great as the Warriors are, as great a season as they had, Klay Thompson came back. They started to slow down a little bit. You know, they get out of the first round of the playoffs, but here they are now in the second round, and it's much tougher than the 3-1 series lead looks. And you see many times over the course of this series, the Memphis Grizzlies, because they're young and they play good defense, they have given the Warriors all kinds of problems. The open shots the Warriors are used to getting, they don't get. All their big transition baskets where the ball moves all the way across the floor and somehow Steph Curry's standing by himself and he hits a three and the place just goes crazy. Those plays aren't happening. You know, you had a big effort by Steph at the end of game four to go up 3-1. And it's real precarious right now, man, for Golden State. Because for Golden State, I could see, hey, that was the moment where they really needed. That was a tipping point of the series. Or it could be the best moment they've had. They're going to wind up having, like, that's it, because now they lose this game like this, they go back to Golden State. I'm not feeling great about the Warriors right now as far as how it goes. They were a big favorite when Devin Booker got hurt, right? Because I picked the Suns to win the championship, and hey, when he got hurt, hey, the way the Warriors were playing, it was great. But boy, overnight, they have run into real big-time difficulties. You know, it almost kind of reminds you a little bit of watching the Lakers when they got old with Shaq and Karl Malone and Gary Payton when they got really old overnight against the Pistons in the finals back in 2004. I'm watching this team. Will they have enough to close out the Grizzlies? Maybe, but past that, I don't know, man. I don't know that I could put my money on them past this series now. That's where they're at. This is a real defining point in the Warriors as far as what's next for them in the future for us this series and then next season. How much younger do they have to get? Can they still come out with Steph and Klay and think they're going to outshoot teams? Will they not be able to do that anymore? This is a weird time right now, man. This is a rubber hits the road kind of time for the Warriors.
All right, let me take the immediacy of what's going on in this game. As you got a couple of the details from Monsi, now it's an 85-52 game, 9:43 left in the third. At the end of the half, you had a +15 rebounding margin for the Grizz and a +11 in the turnover. 14 turnovers for Golden State against 3 for Memphis. And I'll use the analogy, since he's not going to face any criminal charges. You know how Mike Tyson speed bagged that guy's head?
Uh-huh,
he was
sure.
Jibber-jawing and whatever?
Yeah.
That's kind of what the Grizz are doing to Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and the Warriors. They all got chesty and started smiling, right? You know, Steph with it, aha, look how funny I am. It's like we all got traded to the Kings overnight. And everybody laughed and had fun. Now they're getting their asses kicked. So I think there's some level of enjoyment to it, even if you wanted a good game. And who knows, maybe they go on a 30-point run because Dylan Brooks can't find the broadside of a barn and shoots them back into the game. But the reality short-term is, all right, you open the door for these guys. And you don't want to give any team life, particularly as you say, and as we've experienced, you got guys that are a little longer in the tooth that are the key contributors here. That doesn't mean that you can't get a few minutes from Kuminga here or Jordan Poole, who's played 15 minutes thus far tonight. He's 1 of 5 from the field with a -18. All right. Doesn't mean that they can't catch fire here and there, but you're relying on guys who've been in the league for more than a decade. Right, that's the thing that always gets forgotten, I think, with a lot of these stars, because we fixate on Chris Paul and LeBron James and some of these players who have been in north of 15 years, right? And guys that are 37, 38, our hero Al Horford at 35. But you have a lot of these other guys that, you know, it's a decade, plus a bunch of playoff runs, plus some international ball, all of those things that should be accounted for as well when we start getting towards the back end of playoff runs, and perhaps that's it here. Klay Thompson hits shots. He's 7-11 for 19 points on the game, but he's -31. So on one end of the court, great. The other, he's in mud. And you're watching it time and time again. Draymond Green can give you some hustle plays, can give you some big plays now and again, but consistently, you know, you see him pull up from three-point range, like, have at it. Sure. You want to take that shot? It's like watching the Bucks earlier. And we had another occasion where Giannis pulled up for a three, and you even had the announcers going, what are you doing? Just take the ball. You're 2-17 in the series. Take the ball to the rack and make a play. And eventually, what did he do? Just kept schooling people and taking them down into the low block and dominating. So for the Warriors, yeah, you're still looking at the longer term when you're talking next series, etc., that you're wondering what's going to be left in the tank and will you get the meaningful contributions from secondary and tertiary guys to help fill in the blanks. But for the moment, you put some life back in the Grizz. And what, they were 20-6 now coming into this game without Ja Morant. The opportunity is there. You never want to leave the door cracked and give a team life.
And I'll tell you what, I've told you all series long, this is a 33-point game now. There is a lot of time left in this game. The injuries and the dirty play have not been taken care of. Watch out, because this is when games get really, really chippy, right? What do we see for Joel Embiid, right? It was him doing the airplane motion at the end of a 30-point victory, and Doc Rivers is like, oh, we just got that lead in the last minute, so there was no chance for me to take him out of the game. This is when things get really difficult.
I don't think you recognize that. They hit a big 30-point shot that gave them that lead.
Yeah, we get a couple of those. I mean, the game gets out of hand, right? It's how it goes, Rock and Jock, 40-foot high hoop. This is where I watch out. If I'm Steve Kerr, I watch out for Draymond and Steph and Clay. And if I'm the Grizzlies, I watch out for Bane. I watch out now because this fourth quarter is going to be pretty tense. Because in a blowout like this, tempers are going to flare. And because the NBA didn't take care of everything that happened before, watch out. I'm telling you, watch out. I'm watching the last 20 minutes of this game going, ooh, we almost had a real crazy dirty foul a couple seconds ago. And I'm like, ooh, can we make it to the end, please? Can we just do this? 89-56, Memphis with the lead over Golden State right now. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. So looks like we'll be getting ready for game six. Meanwhile, earlier today, a big sea change moment in regards to Kyrie Irving. I got a big, bold prediction for Kyrie coming up in a second. Why? Because Brooklyn Nets GM Sean Marks had his end-of-season press conference today, and the topic of what's next for the Nets, they still haven't been able to come through. They've had KD, they've had Kyrie, they've had, you know, they had Harden, they traded, they got Ben Simmons. What's next? What's next? He is asked about Kyrie Irving and if he's going to be extended because he's up for a big-time extension. And this was the answer that Sean Marks gave.
Is the organization committed to Kyrie long-term?
Yeah, look, I think that's something we've been discussing and we will continue to debrief on and discuss throughout this off-season. And it's honestly not just Kyrie. I mean, you bring Kyrie up, but we have decisions to make on a variety of different free agents throughout our roster. We haven't had any of those discussions yet, so it would be unfair for me to comment on, you know, how it looks with us and Kyrie, because to be quite frank, he has some decisions to make on his own, what he's going to do with his player option and so forth like that. But I think we know what we're looking for. You know, we're looking for guys that want to come in here, be part of something bigger than themselves, play selfless, play team basketball, and be available. And that goes not only for Kyrie, but for everybody here.
Wow. Think about that right there. Listen to what he said. Kyrie's got some things and some decisions to make on his own. Wants Kyrie to be available. Wants Kyrie to decide what he's going to do with his player option. They want guys to come in here and be part of something bigger than themselves. Play selfless, play team basketball, and yes, be available. None of those things is what Kyrie Irving is. Kyrie is none of those things. None of them. All right? And some of the things that Kyrie did, some of them are legitimate injuries. Okay, what are you going to do? Some of it is, I'm missing games because I need to be away from the team for some reason. Some of it was, he didn't get vaccinated, so he missed a lot of games. None of what Sean Marks described is what Kyrie Irving is. And he's not going to change, right? Kyrie at the end of the year was talking about how, yeah, this is the way the team needs to be run, and I'm a martyr. This is not somebody who's going to take this offseason to take stock of his career and go, okay, I need to do things a little bit differently. No, you're going to get the same Kyrie Irving. You're going to get the same guy. You're going to get the same guy. This is what it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to wind up happening, what his future is going to wind up being with the Nets, but I'll tell you what, I am not seeing it pass this year, right? He's got the player option for this year. He could get a free agent. He could get a contract extension. You know he wants to be extended contract-wise, right? You know he wants 4 years, $185 million, so he can get it. I don't think he's getting that. I really don't. You want a bold prediction? If he doesn't get the extension offer, he'll force his way out at some point by the trading deadline. Because the Nets are going to say, listen, dude, we want to know that you're committed. And they're going to let it go. And next season's going to go how it's going to go. And Kyrie's going to be doing the same kinds of things, missing games, not around, not quite the same player. And the Nets are going to go, yeah, we got to move on from this. We got to move on because it just hasn't worked. It hasn't worked with the big three we try to put in here. It hasn't worked with you. So, yeah, we're not going to extend you. We're not going to give you the four-year, $185 million. And he's going to say, you're not going to give it to me? I want out. And he'll try to find a team that will give him 4 years, $185 million. He may not, but the Nets know they can't ever rely on him. And the big three has never gotten off the ground. If I'm the Nets, I say, you know what, Kyrie? We're not doing it. We're going to trade Ben Simmons because we're already off to two strikes with Ben Simmons, who couldn't find his way on the court for us this year. We make sure Kevin Durant is okay with all the things happening. And even though we came here with Kyrie, you know KD is hopefully a little mad that Kyrie didn't play more for the team this year. And we're going to try to move on and build around KD in the last couple of years of his prime because this isn't working. If I'm the Nets, that's what I do. But I'll tell you what, if he doesn't get the extension, if they say, okay, this is what I'm doing, I'm opting in, or I want you to extend me, and the Nets say no, Kyrie's going to either not play for the Nets again or demand a trade by the deadline, and he'll be somewhere else. That's going to happen with Kyrie Irving.
Some really good language, almost coach speak on a higher level here. I wish you would have directed a few of them, because we got to have that meeting about the brain trust that he wants to establish. What does that mean? Right, when Kyrie said all that, it's like, okay, it's me, and it's Kevin, and it's this guy, and it's this guy, and you know, he didn't include Steve Nash. That's fine. But it's like, is he wanting to say, hey, I want to be in on all the conversations, and I'm buying all in, and I recognize what a disaster this was? Or is he just, you know, trying to speak himself above the clouds? I would say it was probably the latter, rather than, all right, I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and be in 100%. Now, what happened in terms of COVID protocol and vaccination discussions between he, his teammates, coaching staff, and the team? We'll never get those transcripts, but I'd love some of those calls, texts, emails, etc. Right? They'll go into the ether like a lot of the NFL documentation of different transgressions through the years. But it's certainly for Brooklyn, if you're Kevin Durant, you hitched your wagon to this guy. I got to imagine the brass are coming to you going, you want to do this again? Do you really want to do this again? And look, for them, he's not going to go as explicit as Jeannie Buss did in that interview with Bill Plaschke, but it's like, you paid a lot of money to have that happen, to go out that early, and obviously guys coming off injuries, and then Ben Simmons never taking the court. You made some decisions that clearly did not go in your direction. Now, how do you get yourself out of them, and how do you move forward? And can you ever actually get basketball out of Ben Simmons is part two in all of this, right? Because Kyrie doesn't operate in a vacuum in all of this, because you may end up needing him if Simmons can't play.
You know, it's going to wind up getting personal for Kyrie because everything is personal. And if the Nets won't give him the money, he's not going to stay. Right, he just is not the guy that's going to say, yeah, I'll play this out. See where my basketball destination takes me, and where am I? No, he's not. He's not a part of the journey kind of guy. It's, if you're not showing me this, I'm embarrassed. So yeah, either you trade me in the offseason, or he'll pull a James Harden and he'll say how things aren't tenable in Brooklyn anymore, and I need out, and he'll mail it in, and they'll be forced to trade him. That's how it's going to go with Kyrie Irving. And if I'm
the Nets,
you
better be careful. He might end up playing with Mike Brown before long.
If I'm the Nets, I'm okay with that, because the Nets need to get that. We put this big three thing together just over a year ago, and it's imploded unbelievably. We've already had to move on from one of the big three guys. I mean, it wasn't even a year and we had to move on from him. And now we may have to move on from the other guy before he even plays a minute with us. Yes, this is where, yes, don't offer it to Kyrie. Let Kyrie force his way out. Make a deal. Okay. Both sides need to move on. And Kyrie, as much as he says he wants to stay, does he really want to? Does he really care? I mean, Kyrie is playing basketball as like it's a necessary evil for him. Like, I need to play basketball to continue to do whatever else I want to do with my life. And now, you know, I'm talking about running the Nets and me and Joe and Sean and KD off to decide what to do. No, you don't own the team. You're a player on the team. You're not an owner. You're not the GM. You're not the coach. But he walks around like he is. It's just not working. I don't know that it works anywhere with Kyrie, but it sure as hell isn't working in Brooklyn. Not at all.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, where we watch the Grizzlies escape with a very narrow 134-95 victory over the Golden State Warriors. And earlier tonight, Milwaukee gets some heroics from Jrue Holiday at the end to beat Boston 110-97. Nikola Jokic is the MVP. So much stuff to get to. One guy to talk to about it. He joins us now on the hotline. Longtime friend of the show, Fox Sports 1 NBA insider, who was seen courtside waving a towel, yelling, "Whoop that trick," after the Grizzlies win over the Warriors, standing next to Draymond Green. It is Rick Bucher. Rick, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
Damn. And there for a second, I thought you guys had created a soundtrack for me. and that was Whoop That Rick.
Tight shirt, that Rick. Give Tight Shirt 5 minutes. He'll have.
All I need is one.
Yeah, we'll take you out with that. We'll take you out with Whoop That Rick.
Trust me.
He'll work on it. He'll work on it.
All right.
So tonight there's three choices here to start from this game. The Grizzlies, as we've seen, are better than they are can play just as well without Ja Morant. We saw that during the season.
Yep.
The Warriors
yep.
kind of put it away, thinking, okay, we can go home and win this in Game Six. Or the Warriors could be hitting the wall and getting old all at once. Which of those three choices was it tonight, Rick?
The last one, probably more of that. But there's a fourth one, which is we think that because they've got Clay, Dre, and Steph on the floor, that this is the same old Warriors. And to your point, they're a little bit older. It's why you started Jonathan Kuminga, and before that, a Gary Payton. It's why Jordan Poole has been so dynamic and important to the mix. Is they need that big three needs help now. They need athleticism. They can't do everything that they could do in their heyday. They can still be very good and they can close games. But here's the distinction: is that you're now putting at least two pieces out there that have never been through this before. Andrew Wiggins has never had to close a playoff series, much less the second round series. I mean, if you're going to count Denver was a wounded animal. I don't know how much experience you get from that. And same with Jordan Poole. So when you have two pieces out there that where this is all brand new, and you have three pieces that are still dynamic, can still know how to play, but they can't dominate the way they once could. This is a game where you really notice the absence of an Andre Iguodala. And I've said it from the beginning that if they are to win a championship, they need to find a way to get him on the floor, and he has to be healthy, available, and playing somewhere close to his optimal. And they haven't had that. So they put themselves in position, but these are all tried and true things, but it's just the reality. Like, a closeout game is different. A closeout game on the road is different. And so they've got guys that are experiencing that for the first time. And I had a conversation with Iguodala about this whole thing. And he said, we're a work in progress. We never had a chance to really put it together during the regular season. We hopefully are going to continue to extend the playoffs, and we will gradually get better as we go. But we've got some new guys that we're counting on that have never been through this. And you add the absence of Steve Kerr and a Mike Brown, an assistant coach, just can't crack the whip the same way. He's probably not, even if he felt like, we're not really ready the way we need to be to close this out, he's not in a position to suddenly have that kind of a voice with this team. And so when you add all that, and you add a Memphis Grizzlies team that is not afraid playing without Ja Morant, has demonstrated that, can play defense. Taylor Jenkins doing a masterful job of working Steven Adams into the equation and saying, okay, we can go for broke now. We'll just play size. We're not going to try to match up with them. We're going to try to make them play us. And that's what you saw tonight. I don't know whether they can replicate it when they go back to Golden State, but I'm not surprised. I always thought that this would be a very competitive series because while it's great to see Clay back, he's not the same Clay. And Steph, to be honest, is scoring the same, but it's not exactly the same. He has to work a lot harder to get the same kind of shots. Again, in part, because there's not an Andre Iguodala out there, the additional playmaker that is going to, as Steph said to me, when Andre's out there, it allows us to open up the playbook a little bit more. And they're not able to do that. So even though they've got all those guys out there, they are still a compromised team at this point.
Did a lot of chirping, a lot of clowning, went out and got work pillar to post today. Don't normally see Steph get as chirpy as he did following game four and then, the response that led to our soundtrack for tonight there, Rick. A little different, out of character, something you might expect Draymond to do a little bit of, including the dancing. But I'm wondering if you have a response to what might be going on with Steph to get that, elicit that kind of response and take.
Well, I think he's feeling it a little bit in terms of that the gap has narrowed and that they are playing him tough and he's got to kind of rally the troops. And so, you know, look, there's always been the quiet cockiness of staff. And,
sure.
And he said it, you know, he said it having fun, but I believe he's trying to reassert himself as a superstar and he's feeling that challenge and he's trying to rise to it, but that's going to get him going. So I think you're right. And I wonder, and this is probably something that he won't talk about until the summer or some point next season, whether he is thinking twice about the way he came into that, the way he stated that. Because again, it's like, it's the same with the Suns, and I'm surprised by that. Like they're laughing at Luka Doncic. You don't need to rattle that cage. You don't need to make it harder on yourself. You don't need to like inspire or incite your opposition. Winning playoff games is hard enough. And sometimes guys just get ahead of themselves. They get caught up in the emotion. But I would say that overall, the reason that you're hearing that is because this isn't a very emotional game, a very emotional series, rather. I feel like the Warriors are where the San Antonio Spurs were when Golden State was just coming on, and they played a six-game second-round series, and it was tough, and it brought the best out of the San Antonio Spurs, and the Spurs were looking at a younger opponent that was coming for their throne, and they were the same way. Like, I remember how they responded to the Warriors, and I think you're seeing the Memphis Grizzlies push the Golden State Warriors the same way.
Rick Bucher, our guest right now, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, so while this series now heads to Game 6, we also head to Game 6 for the Bucks and the Celtics. And, Rick,
yeah,
you got to help me out here at the end, okay? Because, look, Jrue Holiday, we get him. What a phenomenal play he made, the big block on Smart, yep, and then throwing it off to get out of bounds. Last 30 seconds of this game, Jason Tatum doesn't touch the basketball. And it's Smart on the layup. And then the last play of the game, Smart dribbling up court, and Tatum is waving his hand. I'm wide open for a three.
Yeah.
You know Smart sees him and doesn't pass. How does Jason Tatum not touch the ball in the final 30 seconds of this game?
Yeah, well, the reason Tatum was so wide open is because the Bucks ran into each other. Yeah. Bobby Portis, I think, ran into Wes Matthews, right? I mean, it was a colossal, like, oh, my God, we just blew this. I'm thinking that where Marcus was on the floor, he didn't see like they had a set. I'm going here and I'm throwing it there, and it was a broken play and they didn't recognize it. But that he was supposed to get to a certain spot because they had plenty of time to get to the front court and then swing it to one of two places. And I think that's what he had in his mind, and that's why he didn't take advantage of the situation. As far as him attempting the, you know, the baseline shot, I think that was a matter of, as we saw when they beat Brooklyn, like the ball was in Marcus's hands, and then he fed Tatum on the drive. I think he turned. Number one, I think Ime Udoka is thinking they're looking for the ball to come in to Tatum. And we're going to try a little misdirection. And it worked against Brooklyn. And they were looking for the same thing. And then when Marcus turned, he's thinking, I got a little runner here on the baseline. He never saw, and he would have. If Holiday doesn't come over, he's got a little 4 or 5 foot runner that he probably makes. It was a phenomenal play by Jrue Holiday. And just overall, because I don't think it was just that. I think they lost the game in the last 3 minutes because you just saw the difference between a team that has won a championship and has gone through all the tests that you have to go through to win a championship. And down by 6 with, I don't know, a minute or so left, the Bucks never looked rattled. They just kept playing. And you could see a little bit of hesitation from the Celtics as the Bucks closed. I mean, you would have thought that the Bucks were ahead. They just closed the gap, and you saw Boston thinking, okay, now what do we do? What do we have to get? How do we settle this down? And Tatum tried. It ultimately wasn't enough.
Rick Bucher with us, FS1, where you hear him and see him each and every week. He comes on with us on Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, the On the Ball podcast, at Rick Bucher on Twitter, RICBUCHER. How you spell it, go find it, all of Rick's latest there. And Rick, the other large story that's sitting out there beside the heroics of Holiday and a bloodied Giannis and Antetokounmpo looking around saying, you made me bleed my own blood and getting angry, is the MVP vote finally becomes official. We see Jokic in the sulky doing a little harness racing, which is always fun and exciting. Yep. But I think the final vote for Jason and I, more than a bit surprising, considering what Embiid had to go through there in Philly and the roster adjustments and yep. lack of that number two. What did you make of the final outcome here?
Well, Joel Embiid was number one on my ballot, and Nikola Jokic was number two. Giannis was third. And for all the things that you stated were the reasons why I put Embiid at the top of my ballot, because of what he had to go through in order to win more games. If you want my answer as to why Jokic won in spite of that, I would say it's because we have a lot of voters today that are highly influenced by analytics and by numbers. And the problem that I have is those numbers, like the historic things, you know, historic numbers, first center to the largest PER ever, which doesn't include defense, which is another element why, again, I put Embiid at the top. And it's also the emotional leadership of Embiid. You saw when you don't have that, what happened in this last game against the Miami Heat. He was that emotional leader in the absence of Ben Simmons throughout this season. And as good as Jokic is, and I also said when I turned in my ballot, I don't have a problem with any one of these three guys winning. And I honestly, I feel as if there's way too much made out of that Jokic won it a second time. You can make a case for what he did and being a legitimate MVP. It's not a miscarriage of justice. I feel as if when you add everything up, Embiid was more deserving. But I'm not going to be mad at anybody who voted for Jokic. And I also feel as if we're trying to make too much of this award, and that it's a regular season award. And I would hope, and Joel Embiid said it at one point, but he's clearly wrapped up in winning the MVP. And one of the things that really bothered me was that he made it sound like I don't know what to do to win this. You know, it's up to the voters, and it's whatever narrative they choose. And he congratulated. He said kind of all the right things, but he also, there was a victim tone to it, and there was a woe is me that I didn't win it. There was an element of that. And I'm thinking, dude, you should never feel that it's out of your control. And two, you shouldn't see it as a referendum of who or what you've accomplished or what you've done. That it is the voter's choice. The voters don't decide ultimately how good you are. You decide how good you are. And so it bothered me a little bit about how he responded to it. And it shows a mindset that is so different from Giannis. Giannis is like, whether I win MVP, I don't win MVP, he goes, I don't care. That's not where my focus is. And I would hope that Embiid's focus would be, I win MVP, I don't win MVP. That's not what I'm after. I'm after to prove that I'm an all-time great. I'm here to prove that I can win a championship. And it sounded like he said he wanted to say all the right things. He wanted to be gracious, but it there was some tells there that made it sound like it affected him a lot more mentally than he let on. And that was disappointing for me to hear, because I thought that Embiid had taken a step this year where he had gone above and beyond that.
He's on Twitter at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1, NBA insider. And wait a minute. Hey, I told you we'd get it for you, buddy.
We'll get it to you as an MP3 to use as your ringtone, too.
That's good.
You guys are the best. Yeah, I'm going to have my daughter use that as her ringtone.
That's going to be Rick's ringtone. It's going to be his text. Oh, it's going to be everything. Wow. Now, wait
Love
a minute. Can you get Matt Bucher to make that his ringtone? That's the big question.
You guys already know that Matt Bucher is a big baller. I can't get him to do anything. He's living his own life.
Oh, thanks so much, Rick, as always, buddy. We'll talk
to you
next week.
My pleasure, guys.
See you, buddy. Thanks, Rick.
That's
how great is that?
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.